I can do this all day. Thank you. Thank you. We've now met quorum to begin the second phase. And listen, you guys gave me a mic. It's your problem. To begin the first meeting of the 24-25 Academic Senate. The first, I'm serving Simone Yearwood, serving as Chair Pro Tempore. And I would like to request Dave Fields serve as my parliamentarian. Thank you. And we're going to move to the first agenda item with the Elections Committee report. And the Elections Committee report is with the second set of data that started at 4 p.m. Senate meeting. So session 55, first meeting of this Senate meeting. I'd like to ask for unanimous consent of the Elections Committee with the amendments, which are some delegates that have been chosen. Unanimous consent. Any objections? Thank you. Seeing none, we're going to move into item number two. Nominations are going to be as follows. We're going to start with the holder of the chair, deputy holder, secretary, executive committee, nominating committee, and thereafter. So I'm starting with nominations for holder of the chair. Any nominations? Yes, please. Where did it go? Okay, you could. Okay, you could just tell me, and I'll
nominate Kevin Ferguson.
Kevin Ferguson is one nomination. Any further nominations for holder of the chair? Calling once, twice.
Kevin's chair.
See, I'm trying to delay this. No, okay. Seeing none, Kevin's nomination has been accepted, and thank you again for Kevin's final year as holder of the chair. Thank you. And with that,
thank you so much, Simone. I get to make the joke about finally wresting power from the librarians. The librarians have been Senate chairs for the, I think that Simone was the third in a row or something. So thank you, I'm honored. I'd like to name Dave Fields parliamentarian. We didn't have to make you move, but. And we'll move on to the other nominations. Is there a nomination for deputy holder of the chair? Where's the microphone? Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the secretary will cast one ballot. Thank you. I don't. Welcome those of you who are new. I also meant to say it is practice to use the microphone for accessibility reasons. Also, we record these meetings. They're under the open meetings law, so when you do want to speak, you're always welcome to just introduce yourself and your department or where you're from, something like that. Okay, next, is there a nomination for the secretary?
For the secretary, I nominate Janelle Bobbio.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the secretary will cast one vote. Next, we have nominations for the executive committee. These are one-year terms. We'll have 9 members, so we need 6 faculty members and 3 student members. I will kick things off by nominating Sari Kisilevsky from philosophy.
2 more student members.
Oh, will we start with the students?
The secretary is a member.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So 2 students.
We're going to need 2 students and 6 faculty.
We need 2 students and 5 faculty.
Doing this terribly. I only do this once a year, so I forget. I'm sorry. I'm being informed we need 1 student, 1 more student name to be on the executive. So we have a nomination for Sari. Yes?
All right, so I nominate Lisa for her executive committee.
of speeding things along, I will nominate myself, if I'm allowed, to be in the, I'm already on the executive committee by virtue of being chair.
You're on the executive.
All right, so we got four down.
Can I nominate Anne as a lead for
executive?
Yes.
Or just being Anne, I will. Are there other nominations? Yes.
I would like to nominate myself, Sina Pagano, for the executive committee.
By my count, I think we have space for two more faculty nominations. Are there further nominations? Yes.
I would like to nominate myself, Karen Sullivan,
ELL. Thank you. Karen Sullivan has nominated herself. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the chair will cast one vote for each of those names, and we have ourselves an executive committee. There's still one available spot for faculty members, so consider inviting one of your colleagues. And I can tell you more about the committee later. Next, we'll move to the nominating committee. Are there nominations for the nominating committee? The nominating committee is the committee that meets before the Senate to prepare the report that we vote on every month that fills out the other committees. We get applications electronically and we review them. Nominating committee also has the great power to suggest names to the Senate for searches for deans, searches for provosts, those kinds of important positions as well. I'll kick things off by nominating myself. I've served for 2 years, so I'll do so again. I'll also take the liberty of nominating Stephen Grover, the current chair, who's not here to defend himself.
Would you like to nominate yourself to the battle for the nominating?
Thank you, Tina. Getting my steps in today. Are there any students? We definitely need student representation. If this committee doesn't have a quorum, we won't be able to meet and fill out the other committees. It's not very onerous. It's not onerous. Don't stop thinking that it's onerous. It's not, not at all.
I know that it's awesome. I'm not a student.
That's okay, we still have your social sciences. There's an at-large seat, right? Okay. Thank you, Sarah Kislewski. We have to get one from each division to kind of spread the power, but there's an at-large seat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Philosophy is going to take over nominating, apparently.
Good.
Good, yes. Let those thinkers do the work. Okay, any other nominations? Okay, again, there are available seats for students, and I'll be harassing the deputy chair and secretary and so on to come up with some names, and we'll fill those out in the fall. So the secretary will cast one vote for those names. You got all those, Pat? Excellent.
That's it. It's a limited meeting. We're adjourned.
Today's reminding me it's a limited meeting. I was going to give a nice heartfelt speech, and I forgot to write one. So I'm just going to say thank you. Best of luck to the students finishing up your finals. Best of luck to faculty finishing up your grading. Best of luck to the administrators fielding email after the fact. Thank you so much for being here and for your service. And also stay hydrated. Don't forget to drink water. All right, meeting adjourned.